Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Curtis Brown hours away from the home opener here at KeyBank Center. Welcome in at Sabres Live. We will do our best to not repeat the steps of yesterday, which were clearly not of our own doing. Marty, I witnessed yesterday what appeared to be a historic day of technical failures in television sports broadcasting. Did you witness any of those as well? Because I saw it in hockey, I saw it in MLB, and obviously we battled to overcome yesterday just to get through an hour here at KeyBank.
Yeah, those days happen. Duffer.
They do.
You get good days, you get bad days. We didn't make it to our first commercial break yesterday. We're going to try to, you know, play it in shorter segment. Let's not focus on the whole show. Let's just focus on the first segment of this show and try to get it to our first commercial break.
So
that's the key.
My favorite capper for the day was Fernando Tatis doing his walk-off interview on FS1, all of a sudden the interviewer, you know, play-by-play guy is like, I can't hear him, and Tatis is like this, and I'm like, okay, this is the full 12 hours of sports broadcasting that has gone.
It happened. So, okay, 37 hours away from puck drop.
You figured that out. Good math, buddy.
You know, in an hour we'll be Pat Coletta hours away from.
Yeah, but we'll be off the air by then, which is why I don't have to mention him.
Well, we'll be maybe Pat Coletta plus, like 36 and a little bit more.
Let me just say this about Pat. Pat needed a little boost of confidence and optimism and hope when we saw him at the watch party on Saturday, because his beloved Mets were going into battle with the Phillies. I'm like, dude.
They're up 2-1
now. I'm like, dude, this is not a major hurdle for these Mets, and they could have easily swept them by now.
Yes.
Easily swept them. They are that good and rolling that well. So good for Pat. He's enjoying the moment.
All because of Grimace. He threw out the first pitch, and it changed the Mets season. And so I think we have to find...
Nothing changed at the start of the season.
No, not the first pitch of the first game.
Okay.
He threw out the first pitch, like... into the season, and they went on a streak after that, and they never looked back. Okay. I'm saying
this one of their pitchers called them out as the worst team in baseball.
That might have been
a turning point also.
That was also a turning point. I feel like we have to find our grimace. I know it's only two games in now, and tomorrow
don't
is the
Don't you see
home
that
opener.
Every day looking at me?
Well, you're not as purple as Grimace is. Some days
I'm
you could
be. I'm freezing all the time. So maybe the skin color is blue and not purple.
It hasn't gotten to that yet. So let's find our grimace for tomorrow, and we ask on X right now to our fans here what will you be keeping an eye on tomorrow night?
Two things, Paterka and Benson, obviously.
Well, that is a big thing. We kept an eye on for them today,
yes,
and they were on the ice, so that's a good news for both of them. A lot of the responding comments are Jack Quinn, the offense. I think there's a theme here. I watched NHL, first North American day of NHL last night and afternoon. Offense in bursts, right? Like Florida offense, boom, boom, boom. They're up 4-1 on Boston after one. St. Louis Blues.
How did it feel to be wrong about Verhaeghe again?
About what?
Because I asked you like 3 weeks ago and you said he won't be there.
I didn't think he'd be there.
Now he's got eight times seven,
yes.
So...
I didn't think he'd be there because I didn't think Florida was going to be able to open the door for Verhaeghe and the money. But you know what?
Cap's going up. They look at their situation now. It is rosy beyond belief. They could still do Ekblad if they want. They are going to be 100% fine, and they will be
they
here on Saturday.
They probably won't do Bennett, though. They did Verhaeghe.
Did you watch last night's game?
They need him.
Of course they're going to keep Bennett.
But he's going to want a lot of money.
Who cares?
Well, anyway, it's not my problem. It's Bill Zito's problem in Florida.
And guess what? Bill Zito has zero problems.
No, he doesn't have any problem. He is enjoying it. Florida, but offense in, burst. Like, go out there and score 2, 3, 4 goals in a period in 2 minutes. St. Louis was down 2-0. All of a sudden, a minute 55 later, they're up 3-2.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was. Look at Utah Hockey Club, first period, boom, boom. Like, they just kept coming. Chicago tried to recover, but to me, if you look at the Sabres' first two games in New Jersey against New Jersey in Prague, but I also don't want to focus too much on that, different circumstances, travel and all of that. But when you start strong, or when you push and push and push, at some point, things are going to open, right? St. Louis pushed late, but they pushed and things opened up a little
bit. Second period.
Yeah. First period, they were not there.
Neither team was. That was hilarious because just like we were asking 2 weeks ago, the ESPN telecast is like, why are we playing on a Tuesday afternoon? And it was true.
What?
It was like a dud of a start to the game. And,
I think it was Ray Ferraro.
It's a valid question.
Ray Ferraro commended that he would do two games on opening day, so they had to do an early game in Seattle so he could travel to Salt Lake City and go do the game at night for the Utah Hockey Club. That's the only time they did not have technical issues. They had a camera in his car service from the airport filming him as he was going. It was kind of funny, though, because everybody was making comments. John Buchagross made comments, just like Gord Miller has made comments, how Ray always forgets something when he travels, forgetting a passport, forgetting a computer, forgetting a suit. So they all made comments that Ray probably left some things in Seattle. By the time he got to Salt Lake City, he was going to have something he was calling on to get back because he was going to forget it.
So you're focused on bursts. So how does that pertain to the Sabres and practice today and new power play units and the fact that Paterka and Benson are potentially in? We'll keep the update coming from Lindy Ruff here, hopefully before the end of the show. And we're also eyeing a Ryan McLeod appearance on set here.
Well, okay, burst. If you want consistency in your game so you can have these bursts of offense one line after the next, it's a lot easier when your lines stay the same. Now, Lindy Ruff mentioned yesterday how, three injuries in Europe on three different lines, so everything was changed. He had to put people into different situations that they hadn't really worked on that in training camp. You got your lines and you're working from the start of training camp that way. Now, if Benson comes back, well, it's Benson, Cousins, Quinn. Okay, you're lining together. If Paterka comes back, it's Paterka, Thompson, Tuck. That line's together. You can move Greenway back with McLeod and Zucker, so that line is together. The only line that gets affected is, with Obi Kubel out, probably, most likely, Krebs between Malenstein and Lafferty. So that that's the only thing that would be affected. So now you can start to push in the same way that you prepared for in training camp, which was affected in the first two games of the season.
As far as the power play, which you touched on yesterday, like there's multiple layers of examination here before they actually get to perform a shift together in game against, I mean, presumably they're going to get a power play tomorrow against the LA Kings. One can never be too sure of this, but looking at power play one and seeing Zucker on it,
yes,
and seeing the two defensemen in Dahlin and Power together on it, and having a little bit more time to digest and process after you know, mentioned it on the show yesterday, some of which may have been heard, may not have been heard. A day later, like, is there some sort of kind of light bulb that goes, I think I know why they're doing this even more, or there's more layers to this, or at the end of the day, is it sports and it's so brutally simple that it doesn't require exhaustive cross-examination?
Well, I mean, we are going to use all of our energy and time to dissect all of it. I think the biggest thing, and I mentioned yesterday, and I will, thinking about it again last night and today when I watched them on the ice, they did not work on breakout a lot today from what I saw at practice. It was more in zone. Okay, yesterday was a lot of breakouts, a lot of let's come up the ice, let's try to establish possession in the offensive zone, and let's do that. Now, today was more about the in zone, something they did not get to work on in the first two games of the season because they were never in zone.
Despite their
70%
exactly getting across the blue line,
past 10 feet inside the blue line.
Right.
But for me, it's still the same thing. If you have Power and Dahlin on the top power play, it's because you are going to work a different breakout, a different way to enter the zone. So now today we work on in zone. But I was watching Zucker in the bumper position, right? So they were working the bumper position.
Less
on the off-wing one-timer, right? More of, because you got two defensemen. So, and they're both lefties. So you're going to have Dahlin and Power maybe more up top and right flank, and Thompson on the left flank. So you put Zucker in the bumper. He can interchange with Cousins, but Cousins was more the net front and Zucker was more in the bumper.
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So this is, again, rather not be talking about it because it would have been awesome if they went 4-for-6 in the season opening two games and would have emerged with a greater record against the New Jersey Devils. But one thing that we mentioned going into one of or both of those games was the fact that if you do at any point tweak the defense pairs to create more offense, what we have seen at 5-on-5 over the course of Owen Power's time is when he is paired with Dahlin. Remember I mentioned this?
Numbers,
the dramatic difference in goals for and goals against at 5-on-5. So it's only natural then that you would think, to, even though we live in a one-defenseman world for most number one power plays, it's understandable that you would try, like you would in a 6-on-5 late-game situation, to take advantage of how these two may play off of each other in an advantageous situation, right?
And a lot of people will say, okay, well, if Power and Dahlin are in the same power play, why don't you just roll them back on their 5-on-5 because they're coming off together? Mm-hmm. Byram goes on for the second unit. But I think what Lindy Ruff and the way that he's looking at it is, okay, if we have Dahlin and Power in the first unit and the second unit finishes, then we can go Dahlin Power, we can go Dahlin Jokiharju, and or we can go even Samuelson Clifton and come back with your big guys. Like, there's a lot of options there because they're both on the different units. I'm not really concerned about how do you transition out of a power play with your defense pair. It's a lot easier because there's only three pairings. So, you know, you pick whatever's there and you send them out.
Yeah.
When I look at both power play units yesterday, it shocked me, the change, because it was just two games. But it was really bad with the power play. Mm-hmm. So what they did is they changed a lot of things. Now, with Benson and Peterka back at practice, I was interested to see if maybe Peterka was going to go back to power play number one instead of Zucker. And maybe if... first of all, where does
and Tuck is on unit two here too?
Tuck is on
which
unit
you
two,
cited yesterday also,
which was on unit one the first time. Mm-hmm. But you, now you have two defensemen. But I was focusing on Peterka, and I think having Peterka take reps on the second power play unit basically tells me now this is not a we had injuries, that's why we switched the power play. No, this is our power play was not good, and I'm not going to wait until it continues to bleed out. I'm going to put a Band-Aid and a stitch and perform surgery right now so that it changes right away. A lot of the offense and the confidence that this group took from 2 years ago was because of power play success early in the season. And it built up for the rest of the year. Even though the power play after Christmas 2 years ago dried out, at least the offense had confidence from the start of the year. You can't wait a month before you change the power play units because it was really that bad in the first two games.
Mm-hmm. Kings are in tomorrow here at KeyBank Center. We have seen some incredibly fun games against LA in recent memory, so we're hoping that continues. But I do want to say this, and tip of the cap, and sometimes I even amaze myself with my decision of wardrobe on a daily basis, unknowingly, but I felt compelled to put the Rochester cap on today, only to find out that Nick Nixon, Rochesterian, who started his hockey broadcasting career with the Amherst, Hall of Famer Nick Nixon, by the way, is entering into his final season of NHL broadcasting with LA, so it's super fitting that he starts the season here. Nick is an unbelievably nice person, and it is fantastic that he gets to kick off his 44th season with the Kings right here in Buffalo, because I know it's always super. He never doesn't mention how excited he is to come home. And obviously, as you've been talking about, the Kings have been east for a while, so I feel like Nick's probably got a little extra time to be able to ramp up to the season around family and friends. So good for Nick.
They've been east for a while. And I'm sure the Kings are eager to get their season started. The Sabres are eager to put the last two games behind them and say, hey, you know what, let's start the season now, as Kramer would say in Seinfeld, and with the gesture too, like, okay, forget, it was scary the first two games, let's start it now, but let's keep an eye on Peterka and Benson, because that really makes a big difference in how the lines, who's going to be there, how we perceive the speed of the game, and that Benson was one of the best players in the first game in Prague against the Devils, the way he protected the puck, the way he worked down low. They, like, In preseason, the only reason was the same way.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I pause in the midst of, you know, mentally pause while you're saying that is knowing full well that clearly he wasn't even right during the first game. So that, you know, physically, because that's how Lindy addressed it the next day, saying that it had been building throughout. So that's a big difference. Like, if you can get him back to what he can be at 100%, and I don't know how hard that is. And I know you can't speak to
him. He didn't skate since last Friday
until
was
today,
the game.
Right?
So he's taken like almost a full week,
as far as full team practice and stuff like that. Yeah. So, again, I guess you're fortunate right now that you've got Thursday, Saturday at home, nothing until the following Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. But then you go back-to-back Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday for three games in 4 days on the road. But if there's an opportunity to rest enough, you know, to try to be closer to full health, which Dahlin, by the way, says he is now. So if it's his words, then, you know, we have to certainly assume moving forward.
Why should we doubt it? He's always been the
right, but I don't think his performance dictated 100% Rasmus Dahlin over in Prague, do you?
I also think that what we saw to Rasmus Dahlin is somebody that missed on a lot of preseason and training camp, which was already a different type of preseason and training camp. Mm-hmm. So maybe a step behind than what we would see out of Dahlin. I was watching him at practice today. Him and Bo Byram, it's kind of funny because they don't play together. Mm-hmm. They're not on the same power play. But every time the drills were ending, they would sprint towards the net with one puck. They'd give it back to one another. They'd shoot. I'd be like, I want to play them on the same line, not as defensemen, as forwards. I want them with, like, Tage Thompson, Dahlin, and Byram on the line. Now, that's a crazy idea. It's not going to happen. But I feel like Dahlin had some excitement in his step at practice today. And a lot of players are kind of gearing towards that, which, fortunately, we didn't see in the first two games out in Europe.
Obviously, teams do, though, try to put their top pairs out there with top lines to create an even more advantageous offensive situation. Do you sense that that should be, from our chairs, a focal point on Thursday? And do you think the coaches...
Who's your top pair? Dahlin, Jokke, are you?
Well, I mean, technically, yes, based on how they're practicing right now, but based on our earlier discussion, I still think 26-25 might be worth a revisit if you're trying to ignite the offense.
I think Lindy Ruff is going to try. He said something after the Saturday game in Prague. I'm still figuring out this team. I'm still figuring out, like, how do they work best? Mm-hmm. And you don't want to take 15, 20 games to figure it out.
Right.
You'd like to take 5 to 10, you know, like 5, 6, 7 games to say, okay. But this LA Kings team kind of brings a fun challenge is, okay, who do you focus on? Because Anze Kopitar is probably going to try to match up with Tage Thompson every time he's out there. So are you saving Rasmus Dahlin to match him up against Quentin Byfield and Kevin Fiala and say, okay, we're going to do our own internal match, but just with the defense? Mm-hmm. Or are you saying we want Dahlin and Power or Yukriaru or whatever to play with Tage Thompson, which means that now you're playing against Anze Kopitar? I think there's got to be a separation between the two of them. My time with the New York Rangers was always Dan Girardi, Ryan McDonough, and it didn't matter who the forwards were on the ice. They had their matchups, and the matchups only came from the back end. The forwards, okay, if it happens that we have a better matchup in certain situations, great. But we want to match up our back end with their top player. So I'm looking at Dahlin and whoever he plays with. Who do you want to focus Dahlin on? Is it on Kopitar or on Byfield? That's the answer right
there. Yeah, I mean, I would think Byfield at this point. But again, that remains to be seen, right? I mean, there's a reason all of them are in the NHL, and they can all burn you at any time.
Philip Deneau and Trevor Moore and Tanner Janot is not bad
either. That's team-leading goal scorer, Trevor Moore, right? Like, so
preseason, yes.
No.
Oh,
last year.
Yes,
that's what
right.
I mean.
Oh, I got to go back to my team of the day. Where was the LA Kings?
But this is the point, like, all kidding aside, like, Anze Kopitar is not rolling in here tomorrow and posting another -6, which was a career worst, right? Like, I mean, he's still a super. I know, but it's impossible to believe. Like, when you're sitting here, like, remembering, choosing to forget in some cases, you know, moments along the way, like, you want to park the two games the Sabres just had with the Devils, just like Anze Kopitar was able to park a career-worst dash six and still end up having a terrific season, as you would expect, because he's Anze Kopitar.
And I'm looking at last season from our team of the day, right? Trevor Moore at 31 goal. Adrian Kempe was good. The Kings' defense was excellent. Their goals against last year was
but the third. Absence of Doughty changes how we're going to view the Kings.
And they got a new goaltender in Darcy Kemper, and that's, you know, a lot is going to be put on him. So I'm interested in that. Obviously, they had the coaching change last year. So, yeah, I think for me, Quentin Byfield is your focal point on the LA Kings, but you can't sleep on Trevor Moore and Philip Deneau and Tanner Janot because I think that third line, and we're going to have Ryan McLeod here, but McLeod, Zucker, and Greenway may end up being in that situation where they're going to be paired or, you know, facing that third line for LA a lot.
Paterka and Benson back at practice today for the Sabres. They feel like they're doing well, that they feel good. It's a good day, according to Coach Lindy Ruff, as far as their status is concerned. And now it's wait and see how they respond to the practice today and whether they'll be in tomorrow. But obviously, we have plenty of time to wait for that. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick time out here, remind you that obviously the home opener is about, what did you say, 26 and a half hours away now? So
yes.
We will look forward to seeing you here at Key Bank, not only tomorrow, but on Saturday as well. The defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers are in. All you got to do is hit up sabres.com/tickets to join us and make sure you're here early tomorrow. Hope the sun is shining exactly how it is now.
Beautiful.
As the players walk in around 3:45 on the blue and gold carpet. Back after this on Sabres Live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.